Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood. Well, this is Thursday. Time for another slice of fresh bread. Praise the Lord for the opportunity to study God's Word and to see the hand of the Lord at work in history and to read prophecy. In fact, this prophecy that we're reading is so detailed and so accurate, many have said this couldn't have been prophetic. This had to be written post-fulfillment. And then a history is given as a prophecy. But the reality is prophecy for the Lord is only pre-written history. That's all it is. He's sovereign. And he's giving us two messages here. Number one, all the kings and the kingdom are under the sovereign hand of God, and he does as he wishes in them, through them, and with them. Secondly, all of the kingdoms of this world are as wind. They rise up, they impress, and they bring an intoxication of power. But they all have a shelf life. The shelf life is usually 150 to 250 years at most, and then they disappear. And so what we have been through now is not only the Assyrian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Grecian Empire, but now the offshoots of the Grecian Empire, particularly two kingdoms, the Seleucid Empire and the Ptolemaic Empire, and they have accomplished God's purposes as they war mostly in a battlefield called Palestine, the land of promise. And what happens in this warfare? Well, the messenger that's been sent to Daniel picks up in Daniel chapter 11 and verse 14, and this is what he says, "In those times many shall rise against the king of the south, and the violent among your own people shall lift themselves up in order to fulfill the vision." In other words, Israel will have its rebellious zealots and Sakari movements, as we call it, but they shall fail. Then the king of the north shall come and throw up siege works and take a well-fortified city. And the forces of the south shall not stand, or even his best troops, for there shall be no strength to stand. But he who comes against him shall do as he wills, and none shall stand before him, and he shall stand in the glorious land, that's the land of promise, with destruction in his hand. He shall set his face to come with strength of his whole kingdom, and he shall bring terms of an agreement and perform them. He shall give them the daughter of women to destroy the kingdom, but it shall not stand or be to his advantage. Afterwards, he shall turn his face to the coastlands and shall capture many of them. But a commander shall put an end to his insolence. Indeed, he shall turn from his insolence back upon him. Then he shall turn his face back toward the fortress of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall and shall not be found. So what we have is the fact that this kingdom of the Antiochus line, that is first, second, third, and then the desolator, Antiochus the fourth, will seemingly be invincible throughout the land, but ultimately will be destroyed. Now, you know what's coming after that. We're going to read it tomorrow. What's going to come after that is the defeat of all of this, and then the warfare will take place between an empire of the West, that's the Parthenian Empire, and the empire of the East, that'll be the Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire will gain the rule of iron over the land of Israel. Now, why would Daniel be interested in this? Well, Daniel is, of course, discouraged by what's happening in Jerusalem. And what the angel is telling him is that this is under the sovereign hand of God. He is accomplishing his purposes in all of this, and the work of God's sovereign hand is setting the stage for what God is committed to doing, which at the right time will bring the kingdom of God and the King of all kings. And he will come not to bring judgment, he will come to bear our judgment. And then he shall set up a kingdom that will draw from all the nations of the earth. And therefore we have a place in that kingdom if we know the King who died on the cross for us and is our Lord and Savior. And thus we will reign with him now, but not yet in its fullness, and then when he comes again, in its fullness in a new heavens and a new earth. But the angel's not through. He's got more things to say. So let's take a look at that tomorrow on another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.